Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up, yeah.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope, yeah. Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready, we ready.
Saving the truth, Tory Lowe show, Ben jamming on the ones and twos. While we waiting for the legend, Doc B, to get into the studio, I want to still talk about the fasting, the self-care. For those that are tuning in, that are just tuning in, when we started off the show, you know it's self-care month. I deemed it self-care month. The month of March, right here on the Tory Lowe Show, because we got to start taking care of ourselves. So for those that are tuning in at the 2 o'clock hour, we went through some of the most important things to consider when it comes to fasting. And I'll tell you this, Benjamin, you'll be surprised how many people have never heard of fasting or have never thought to actually go through with it. And to me, it's spiritual. It tightens up the spiritual and the mental, and it gets the flesh under submission to say, hey, look, just because I want to eat that Oreo cookie, I don't have to eat it. You're putting the flesh in check many times by denying the flesh a lot of times, a lot of things that we want. So that's what we were talking about. We had that discussion earlier on the show. Salute to everybody that's out here practicing self-care. Once again, March is self-care month right here on the Tory Lowe Show. Every day starting the show, we'll talk about ideas, how to improve self-care and how to get started. And I appreciate everybody for tuning in to that, because many times we get on the air and we talk about all these other things. But when it comes to us, ourselves, the things that we want to do with ourselves, the self-improvement, the mental clarity, we got to have a real conversation on that as well. And we're having it right here on the Tory Lowe Show. But we got the doctor in the house. Hey, look! While we getting you set up on the so everybody can see you as we broadcast live on YouTube. But I'll tell you this: we got the doc in the house once again. Salute to Doc B. Great community awards.
Oh, good looking, man!
Thank you for.
I was feeling some kind of way, man. Y'all wasn't talking about me. Y'all didn't talk about me.
I said, well, the music my speaks ego. For itself. Yeah.
Oh, you saying it's automatic?
Come so on, why, now. It's, why come we gotta on. Say, you a DJ? What
what's understood ain't got to be spoken of.
All I'm saying is that if you the DJ, the music talking, right?
Right.
I'm real just talk. Saying y'all DJs. Y'all, you know, I know y'all vocal.
Right.
But what I'm
well,
saying,
we speak with the hands,
but y'all speak with the music, with the mix.
Time machine.
All that, all them hours in practice. That's what's speaking.
Come out, all them hours.
I remember.
Get this off my dining room table at my stepmama house. I was on the dining room table with some turntables, Mitch Match turntables.
Well,
my stepbrother said, man, this is paying off, bro.
Well, let me tell you this.
Talk to him.
How many hours did it take for you to actually become a DJ? Like, you know, you got the, you know, I'm finna be a DJ. From the time you thought, okay, I'm finna be a DJ, to the time you had to go in there and work on it, get the equipment. Back in the day, you probably was using the old speaker system.
Bro.
You know, the
house
old
speakers.
House speakers.
Mismatched. To this day, I don't like potlucks. Bro, is it my mom's Gerard turntable, my stepmom's, the tuner where you had the radio in it with the 8-track cassette turntable on top. You had to go, all right, wasn't no mixer. We didn't know what we was doing. Right. Wasn't no YouTube videos. Didn't nobody know how to teach us. So we figuring it out.
Right.
We just try to figure it out, though.
Hey, then you went and got the party cracking.
I got the party. Yeah,
Hold on, wait a minute. What was...
Your hand had to be steady because you had to go to the groove of the record and drop it without playing the old record or going, eh.
Right.
You had to just drop it in the right groove to start it off. It's
and
crazy.
That came with a lot of practice.
Bro. Bull in China cabinet.
All right, so listen. So
I don't know how many hours,
so
bro.
So you get in here. You want to be the DJ. You got the house entertainment system going. Think about on your
those brown wires,
the big brown speakers,
brown speakers,
right?
With the fake wood cabinet, the fake wood,
with the plywood cabinet.
Hey. Before Rent-A-Center, right?
Okay, so your first party, you remember when you went to go to do your first DJing idea? What was it?
It was sophomore year. People would be scared to say how old they are. I'm like, it don't bother me. Even though Benjamin said if you're 65, it's almost over.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. The more
you got more time behind you than in front of you.
Yeah, he just said you old. No, he just said you old. He didn't say it's almost old. He just said it's old. But sophomore year at Tech, 1981, Mitch Match system, my first party. And I'll never talk money, but I did it for $5 and I needed a ride. From whoever was giving me a party.
You did the party for $5.
For $5. And guess what?
Back then, $5 was like $5.
You could buy another 12-inch. You could buy another 12-inch record for it was $3.98 plus tax.
Oh, wow.
So it's three at Audio Vibe or Audie's. Audie's one stop on 23rd Capital. Yeah, so that's where it started, man. 81. So what is it, 44 years now? And then in 88, I did this place called Sonny's on Broadway. Just me and Reg UJ, who is now Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown. He was on one level, I was on another level. We had like 1,500 people, and we had two levels. It was an old club called Papagayo that a guy named Sonny bought, legendary guy, passed away.
Oh, wow.
So down there on basically Broadway, that right downtown, right around the corner, right around, it's not a parking lot, but it was like it was right around the corner. It was Sonny's on Broadway. And you know what was cool? You know what was so cool about that, besides being nostalgic? If a concert was here, you know how you pay stars to come through?
Right.
Like, yeah, I'm going to pay, you know, whatever, whoever, Megan Thee Stallion, whoever. We're going to pay them to come through, and they stay for like 10, 15 minutes and wave at you for a second, grab the mic. Back then, they was looking for somewhere to go. So Big Daddy Kane, Eric B, and Rakim, they just in there. Because after they get through with a concert, either in Chicago or Milwaukee, they want to go somewhere. They want to go hang out.
They want to hang out,
So they right there. They Run DMC walking in. I remember I got mad because Davey DMX wanted to DJ on my stuff, and I was like, all right, dude. And Biz Markie, too. Like, hey, man, let me get on, bro.
And
I'm like,
and they knew what to do with it.
They knew what they was doing.
Wow.
Rest in peace, Biz Markie.
Now, it's 2025.
Boom.
You got CDs now. Now you don't even need CDs.
Well, they don't even put them in the cars no more.
Okay, so you didn't been through the whole evolution.
The whole gamut from the cassette. So we started, it was really a mixtape. Cassette tape. So me, Bad Boy Bill, the doo-wop tapes from New York, Kid Capri. Yep. So, yeah, I started in that era. Yep.
So you went from the record to the CD.
And now the flash drive.
Now everything on flash drive.
You can get them flash drives from me.
And they download. You can download the song.
Boom.
Everything is
there. Stick it in.
And you just click the button through the computer.
It's on.
So... Is the art?
But you still better be good. You still got to know how to cook,
boss.
That's
what I'm saying. So
you can have a microwave and an air fryer, but you better know how to season it.
Okay, so
otherwise you ain't that good.
So, and that's what I'm saying. So
awesome.
With this new technology, they have the digital era where the turntables mimic the actual sounds and things like that.
Yeah, and they even have a Bluetooth needle. Man, you're doing a good interview. I wasn't ready for this. I know you the man. I just wasn't ready for it.
I'm just
You're doing a Doc B spotlight on Doc B.
I got
you
the
doing
legend the Doc... right here. Hey.
So yeah.
Come right in.
Yeah, so now when you see the wheel spinning, what that usually is it's called a controller, and basically it's just mimicking what's on your laptop screen. Mm-hmm. It's still, I mean, I'm not dissing it. It's just not the same thing as putting a needle on. It's not going to jump or skip. If you touched it, it ain't going to jump or skip.
Right.
It's just going to stop. And then they even went one step further with it. and they got a Bluetooth needle called a phase that, that sticks on top of the spindle. So you'll see a little rectangular thing on it. So basically that needle, so you know it's really Bluetooth because you could literally pick the record up and just spin it around in a circle like on your finger and it'll still be playing. Like, so the bad news is it makes it look like it's simple and a toy, but in reality, you still better be good at it. You know what I mean? No matter how many tools I give you.
The timing.
Yeah, real talk. You don't know. You got a calculator, so you know two plus two is four, but you don't. Do you know why two plus two is four? Do you know how to break it down and do it? And it's far and few between the DJs that know how to do that.
Right.
And do that. So, and I don't mind. I love it. I love that everybody's into it, but I just dislike that the public doesn't know what from what. You know what I'm saying? You don't know good
They
cooking.
Just want to have a good time.
They just want to have a good time. They just want to hear their
they
song.
They stop by the fast food place. Everything is fast. Everything is right now. Everything is
You don't know, you know the right difference between dressing with the cornbread in it and stovetop stuff. And nothing against stovetop stuff. Right. I'm just saying.
Hey.
Hey. Either, but if you know, you know.
I was just talking about cooking from scratch the other day. We was talking about that and how many people still know about that.
Real talk. Well, Cardi B said she ain't got to cook or clean. She still got the ring, but
then she got happy. She got divorced.
She don't see that. She don't seem that happy though.
I they broke up. Her man gone.
And she messing with Diggs, wide receiver.
They saying that she messing with the football player. It ain't never been confirmed.
Good old family, right? Bringing back the black family.
Hey.
What Dr. Umar got to say about that? Everybody black.
Oh wow.
But everybody ain't happy.
Well, Dr. Umar got his daughter trying to find some answers on him. So. Hey.
Everybody got a problem, right? Hey. You got no problems? Problems? Hey. Ooh. You don't want any problems?
Hey, we trying to figure it out.
Me and Tory Lowe get back together again. We two of America's most wanted, ain't we?
Let me tell you something. It is what it is. We outside, but I'll say this, you know.
Hold on. Sagittarius. All right, go ahead. That's it.
It's Sagittarius?
It's Pisces season. But you know me.
You want to step on everybody.
I'm stepping on everybody.
You stepping on everybody's side.
I'm sharing.
You the DJ. You supposed to be friendly to everybody.
Right, that's how I am.
Okay, I got you.
Make some room in that bed.
Because you know, oh, wow.
Give me some of them covers.
Oh, wow.
It's cold.
Oh, well, since
when it's cold.
Well, since you're here, since you want to, you know, since you said that, since you made alluded to this, you know, Neo, you see, are you familiar with what's going on with Neo, the singer, with his four girlfriends now?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
I'm interested, though.
I'm going to get around it then. And see what's going on with Neo and then. We'll have a conversation because I know that you alluded to ideas
of polyamorism
being like a Neo, but he's out here with four girlfriends and they seem to
everybody happy
be happy.
Man, what's up? I don't mind that.
I heard you make statements.
People think you know what's crazy? We had a polyamorous show with me, Melanie Ricks, and Bree.
Wait a minute, hold on. You had a polyamorous show.
We had a show on the morning show. And that was like 2023, and literally a chick inboxed me this year and just said, well, yeah, I would think about talking to you, but I don't share.
Right.
And I was like, what you talking about? She said, oh, I heard the show. I was like, no, that was I said, no, that was just a show. I said, baby, that's just a show, baby.
It's Friday. Hey,
They believe it.
I was trying to get out of here without no controversy today. But since you're breaking it up.
Man, by the way. Was you talking wrestlers?
Yeah. Well, you know. Hey,
Ric Flair. Woo.
He ain't black, though. We talking about the black.
Oh, it's black. Oh, okay. I missed that part. Oh, that's why we went Mark Henry. Okay. Ooh.
Well, I went Coco Beware. The bird.
With the bird. Man. I heard
with
you
Frankie.
Saying
it. Yeah, because he had the most devastating finishing move to Ghostbuster.
That was cold.
The Spinneroonie?
Oh.
Come on now.
That was cold. Oh, that was. Okay. You sending me back to the. Yeah, I got to go back.
We got a question on the talk to text line. Somebody says, please ask Doc, who are his three best DJs of all time and why?
Wow. For real, for real?
Yeah, that's what they saying.
All right, my hero.
They want to know.
My hero is Grandmaster Flash, who I saw at Fresh Fest in like 84 at the Mecca. And he had like three turntables and a drum machine. And I heard his record, Grandmaster Flash on the Wheels of Steel. And I was trying to figure out, I said, oh, dude must have 17 turntables. This is before I knew about overdubbing and studio work. And I was like, man, how is dude doing this? And it's just the breaks and the different moves. So if y'all don't know, by the way, rap, original rap, they didn't have any instruments. So DJs took real vocal records where they would have a little instrumental either in the beginning of the song before the vocal comes on or the break at the end, you know, in the middle of it or the end of it. And they would just keep two of those versions going. So the MC would talk over it so that you had an instrumental. So he was like one of the kings of doing that. And that just that made it rise up from there. On all those top five things, these top three things, they never named themselves, but I named myself. And I'm naming myself because I am a student of the game. I know about all the old school cats. Like, you know how cats talk about their top five basketball right. player. But I also know about, let's say, younger dude like Young Nudie, who's out there killing out at Mr. B's. He's a new hot R&B DJ. Chubby
okay,
dude.
That's what's up.
He been doing this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I know about Mr. New York. I know New Styles is like bananas.
Right.
On the ones and twos. So I'm still a fan of it. And then
it's Super Friends. My guy JB Fresh.
You got JB Fresh, you got Mr. Martin.
Right.
But if you're making it narrow down to three, there's a guy named Melstar who he DJs a lot of breaks. And I you know, I'll put locally on his level, because we never name our local guys, is a guy named Sway Trax. So Sway Trax does a lot of break beats. Every time I got to pull out the Shazam on Dude a lot, I'm like, man, what is this? Like, what is this song? What is this song? Because he'll go to the original tracks and things of that nature. But well, I would say those would be my top three.
Okay, that's what's up. I mean,
with me, number one.
When you talk about local.
Because I can play, because I can drop me in any situation, we going to make it. What we doing, EDM? What we doing, rock?
Well,
what you want to do, reggae? What you want to do?
So you could go anywhere.
You drive me anywhere. Now, I might need like 15, 20 minutes to assess the situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But once I figure out what we doing, I probably can name you 5-10 songs that's going to go in that genre. But I see white kids with spiky hair and earrings with the goth look. And I'm like, let me, okay. Or we doing Ministry, A New Order, and things of that nature. Are we going to classic rock? What we doing? I've been blessed to do.
So you familiar with Playboi Carti?
Yeah, I heard y'all talking about dude. See, him in the Kid Cudi lane. And that
alternative rap.
That's not really my lane, but that's what I would definitely need 10, 15 minutes. I don't need 10, 15 minutes to study with the big sweater, oversized sweater. The crazy.
Hit the Google search.
I need to do a little whatever. I'm like, oh, dude's still hot? Or I'd be walking downtown and be like, oh, we're all going to the Kid Cudi concert tonight. I'm like, oh, dude's in town. Like, I didn't even know dude would be in town. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you know the lane, though. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah, yeah. So he got it's a controversy with him too,
him and Kendrick, somebody Kanye West made a statement.
I was listening on the way over here too.
Kanye West made a statement and said that he don't think that Kendrick Lamar should be on a Playboi Carti album. He liked the way Kendrick rap, but he shouldn't be on that type of music. He shouldn't be. He don't want to hear him on a Playboi Carti album. But once again, Kanye West trying to boost record sales. You already
Kanye
know.
Wild.
You know Kanye West and 50 Cent, when they make statements like that, they know that the media would grab it and run with it, which ultimately brings attention to the actual project. So more people who probably, like us, who probably today wouldn't probably be discussing a Playboi Carti album, we're talking about it.
Professional trolls.
Right.
And but they
that's professional. That's what they
got a football.
To do.
They got a football. They have a footmark in the business though. They ain't just japping. We say they japping to be japping, but you got to pay
strategic.
Attention to them. And they actually put out product that's nice. This is my theory on kind of on 50 Cent too. I never said it about 50, but definitely on Kanye. And you could tell me what you think. I believe Kanye was supposed to die in a car accident.
Right.
I mean through the wire is about that.
Mm-hmm.
He shouldn't even be here.
Right.
And probably been through some other stuff where he probably shouldn't be here either. And I think what he thinks is, no matter what we say, the public, his journey is his journey. And I'm not supposed to be here anyway. I'm on God's time. I'm on borrowed time. I'm not listening to none of y'all. Obama called dude an ass before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But
you
that was good publicity. All right, let me tell you this. In Hollywood.
What do you think?
If they ain't saying your name, you ain't in the game.
You got a point.
Good or bad.
You got a point.
If nobody's saying
you
your name.
You a tree in the forest, you ain't making noise.
You ain't in the game. It's the truth.
Man, I don't like that, though.
But that's what's happening.
Do I got to like it? Do I gotta
you
like
don't
it?
Gotta like it.
Look at the game.
But you're gonna respect it. Because what I'm saying,
I actually don't respect it.
No, but what I'm saying is Kanye West.
Well, you a bad boy though. I can't stand you. me and you always the best.
But you know what I'm saying.
Tug on it.
You know what I'm saying.
Thank God, Liz ain't here to double team me with that flying elbow.
But what I'm saying, you a DJ, right?
Definitely.
No matter what nobody say, you know, if they like what you're doing or not, they gotta respect. You're gonna still be moving in the game.
Real talk.
So that's the way to respect.
And sometimes I got to play a record I don't want to play.
It doesn't matter about the if you personally respect me, I'm out here and I'm getting paid for it, and I'm a professional at what I do.
Yes,
so
sir.
You don't have to like me, but you could get like me. You know what I mean? If you really want to check.
You comparing those two things as the same?
Yeah, because I think that many times people think that what some people ego thinks that how they feel about you matters.
Mm.
And it don't. Hey, look! When we
you
come
proved
back,
that for the election. You proved that with the election.
But like I said, but I was right.
I ain't here to lie. I'm here to get things done.
Yeah, facts.
Quit taking me for granted.
A leader plan. Hey, look! When we come back,
stand you, we have love your conversation. Ass. I love you, dog.
We have more conversation with Doc B. Truth Nation. They liked it right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Ben jamming on the ones and twos. We got Doc B, Midwest Mixer,
mix matching chin, scratching, broken rhyme fixer. I know that Melanie thought I meant scratching my chin. No, that means moving the crossfader with my chin.
You move it
while
I'm
scratching.
You do the thing.
I do that with the thing, the elbows,
with the nose, and
the
all
foot.
That.
Yep, the all that. I be standing in the chair. Foot on the mixer and scratching all that. I mean, dude, 1981, bro.
Oh, wow.
And I was nice then.
Hey, look.
I'm even colder.
You was talking.
Just less nimble. I'm 300 pounds now. I can't get up and do that.
You was talking about Kanye West and 50 Cent before we went to break.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I call you the 50 Cent of DJs.
I did get shot.
Because you got shot.
I did. Man, I didn't know. Man, you okay.
I'm just saying. Dope. Hey.
That's real.
Hey, you came back.
Real stuff.
Got shot in the head.
Real talk. Not a graze. We said graze because we wanted to protect the club we was at. No, I got shot through the temple.
And many times when you was talking about Kanye West had a severe incident, so he got this type of mind frame. That sounds like you got that type of mind frame, too, because you on borrowed time. You might feel like you could have been gone a long time ago.
The doctor said I definitely shouldn't be here. Or I should be a vegetable.
Right.
I shouldn't have no eyesight. I should, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Everything, yeah, because it went in tempo and out above the eyebrow. So it came in here like a 45-degree angle. Like bloop.
Do they ever figure out what the whole situation, what was the whole situation about?
Somebody was fighting on the inside. They got put out, and then they came back. So I'm always I'm usually a fan of if you can you want to get them out of the situation, but I kind of want to escort them to their car and see them leave,
right?
Not just get them
circle
out
circle the block,
like, you know what I'm saying, almost like a, you know, like when them horror movies, like, all right, cool, all right, we're all done now. So what are we gonna
right?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, basically that's basically what went down. And I happened to arrive in that in between point while they was coming back around. So they not shooting at me, they shooting at whoever they was into
going
it.
On.
Right. And I caught a stray.
So
I should have gotten down, but my theory was I'm just gonna get inside. Once I get inside, I'm gonna be good.
Right.
And nah, I miscalculated.
Mm.
But
then you came back.
Four days later,
I was
out. And 8 days later, Wolf D, one of my good friends from around here, he was DJing for Cool Mo D. So the next weekend was a concert with Salt-N-Pepa, Cool Mo D, Naughty by Nature, and I forgot who else. It was at the Miller Theater. Okay. So what I said was, okay, I want to go, but I'm not sure how it's going to resonate because my head is – if you look close, you'll see the stitches that's in my head like cross from the crown.
Right.
I want to get too right. graphic, but if you ever saw what was the one? What's dude? Hannibal Lecter.
Right.
So the second one, where dude peels dude head.
Right.
I leave it like
that's
that.
That's what they had to
so
do.
So yeah, they had to do to me. They had to go in.
Oh wow.
I don't want to get too graphic.
Right.
Y'all might be eating lunch. So I didn't want to be in front of the speakers because I like to be crazy. As much as people love backstage, I like front stage because I love stage shows. Since I was like 13 years old, since I was like 10. 11, 12, 13 years old, watching Parliament and watching the different smoke and stuff dropping from the ceiling and all that. But I was scared to do that because I didn't know how my head was going to, you know, going to deal with that. So I asked to be backstage with Wolf. Wolf arranged for it, and the guy says, okay, well, who is this guy? This is what he said to him. He said, remember when we was in Nashville? Because he's on tour with Kumo D at this point. Kumo D of the Treacherous Three. So, but Kumo D is solo. Wild, Wild West, that dude. He said, remember when in Nashville when the local DJ didn't show up and then I DJed for the crowd? He said, when I filled in, he said, that's what this dude does. He was talking about me. He said, mm-hmm. man, dude rocks crowds. Dude rocks stadiums. So because he know me from doing right. V100, whatever. So he said, really? He said, you got your stuff here? I said, well, I mean, my studio's downtown. So he said, you want to grab your stuff? So
right.
I had the girl grab the CDs and stuff out. CDs, like you said, different right. eras, right? So she grabbed the CDs, and I rocked. I rocked for like 20 minutes. Me and Andrea Wayne, we rocked on the stage and had the whole crowd going crazy with AMG and Too Short and all the old school stuff.
It's definitely
– That's 8 days later. 8 days later.
It's definitely a technique to rocking the crowd.
Oh, ain't no – it's too much is bad, too little is not enough. You got to
right. –
It's got to be just right, like the Three Little Bears or with the porridge. It's got to be just right. That's why when people say they don't like scratching and mixing, I say no disrespect, but unless I said the analogy is like seasoning. It's not that you don't like salt or nutmeg or oregano. We're going to move allergies to the side. It's just that whoever was cooking put too much in there. So now you think you don't like it. Of course you don't like scratching if somebody's like bananas and scratching too much and scratching too loud and not letting you hear your favorite part of the song. But if you know how to do it right, baby, that seasoning, you don't even know it's there.
Hey.
You don't even know it's there. You know it's there, but you know when it's not there after you done had it right.
Now that's powerful.
Right. And that's
sounding powerful.
That's yeah.
And,
very.
And I'll say this, you know.
All my exes can't stand to hear other DJs play a lot of times because if they don't know what they're doing with it.
Well, I'll say this.
They be like, you know you ruined it for me. You ruined DJs.
All I'm saying is when hip-hop turned 50, you wasn't too far behind.
Real talk.
Because you had seen all the development.
Real talk.
I witnessed a lot of things. So
I loved it.
And you're talking from a standpoint of where you saw it.
Yes, sir.
You saw the evolution. You were a part of each step.
Yep.
You know it.
Yes, sir.
I guess what you would call a DJ is the person that's out on the front lines.
We are actually the cornerstone
right.
of the whole situation. That's not bragging. People make me call me arrogant and all that. I'm moving that to the side, like keeping the gangster with you. What happened was, this is how it started without being too long. He knows I'm long-winded. It started with the DJ. It absolutely started with the DJ. Kool Herc, African Bambaataa, Slash and Grandmaster Flash, Theodore, and people like that in New York, the Bronx. So they're playing it, and what they would do is toast, meaning like talking over top. What's up, y'all? Put your hands in the air one time, blow your mind, say what? And call and response. So what would happen is, you can imagine, while I'm doing that, I usually can't grab another record and set it up and find it in the headphones. So what would happen is you would get an MC to come and talk about me. And the DJ. So that you get an MC to come up, not rap about himself or herself. They rap
hype
a little,
you up.
Hype me up. So that's how it all started. And then it kept going. And what it revolutionized and evolutioned in, shout out to Shake, well, Jam Master J and Run DMC. Salute to Shake. And
you got his shoes?
He's wearing his shoes. I don't have his shoes yet.
I got his shoes, too.
I wear 15. I need some.
Salute
yeah,
to
put
Shake.
A word in for me. I see Benjamin got some.
Hey.
So
he got the teenies. I got the the Kanye.
Did you say tennies or did you say?
I got the slides. You know,
that sounds slick. That's on, oh, okay.
I got right. The slides, yeah.
Oh, you got the slides. That's what I want. Yeah. You didn't call them mules. I'm uncomfortable calling them mules.
Oh, yeah. Well, I call them slides. Because,
yeah, okay. I'll say
I like the slides.
A little feminine. Yeah, I want a little oh, feminine. Wow. I don't want to call them the mules. But anyway. So what had happened was as the MCs got more popular and talked about themselves, they said to themselves, well, we can use you can just put the record on, or you can just put the tape on, or the CD on, or that, or whatever, and we'll just rap over that. And now we don't have to deal with these turntables. I don't need another flight. I don't need another hotel room. And the DJ has been kicked to the side over the years and pushed to the side. Or my manager will just push a button on a box.
Right.
To play it. So, but what they inadvertently did by doing that is they killed the culture a little bit, and they slowed the stage shows down. Now you got 10 of your buddies on the sides of the stage. Everybody, dude, get off the stage with all that. Let me just see. unless you a hype man or a dancer, what you doing?
Now it's popular to have everybody standing on stage behind you.
Yes,
it's more people standing behind them than in the crowd. I'm just saying.
Too Short got a song called Get Off the Stage.
Hey. Well, look.
I got
a story I want to cover.
Don't forget about this play I'm here for, too. Don't forget about me.
I'm going to get the play.
You got it? Don't tell you what to do?
I'm going to get your play. Because I noticed the play coming up, but we don't want to. Okay. I got that play.
Don't get ahead of your test book.
Because I got a story I got to do before we get to the play.
Stay on the page.
Stay on the page. You know, understand. Trust the process. Trust your boy. Just like they trust you when you come in to DJ to get the party up. You know, trust your boy. I'm going to try to get it to you.
I love you, dude.
I'm going to try to get it to you for real. But there's a story that I wanted to get to. I don't know. Did we have to run a break and come back or what? Okay, when we come back from break, investigators uncover possible sex slave operation right here in Milwaukee.
Oh. We're
going to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Got friends that know my losses and wins. Never judge me for that. Who gon' love me like them? But like my sister Javonta and my mama and them, man, they love me with nothing. Who gon' love me like them? Or like the man in these jams, you know, with Shadow's friend, that one man you call Ben. Who gon' love me like him? What you hear in this song is me right, my wrong. So can you love me for me? And if not, then move on. Cause I've been sipping on this juice and Patron, tryna hide my feelings like my tooth been gone. So I hate getting text how I'm doing this more. I'd rather go deeper. What do you do when you mourn? Are you crying real tears?
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Benjamin on the ones and twos. We got the legendary Doc B Midwest Mixer in a studio. Hey, look.
We
I got a story I want to talk about. This happened right here. In the city of Milwaukee, investigators uncover possible sex slave operations going on. We got the video if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube.
Let me say that. Let me say the ooh the right way. Ooh, that's bad.
Hey.
Because I want to make it seem freaky when it's not cool.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, look. Tap in, Truth Nation. Let's listen.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah, this man, Austin Cronister, tonight accused of keeping women against their will, tattooed with slave numbers.
It's all unfolding in the historic Concordia neighborhood near 31st and State. 12 News' Hannah Hilliard is there live now tonight. Hannah, they have a special name for the home.
Right, Kristen and Blake, they call it House St. Pierre. The allegations all detailed in this criminal complaint stem back to 2020. Investigators say the suspect had multiple women living under this one roof at the time. Those women expected to sign a strict contract to live here.
Inside this Milwaukee home, investigators revealing dark details of sex, abuse, and control. Detectives say all at the hands of this man, Austin Cronister. A newly filed criminal complaint says Cronister lived here with multiple women, making them sign a contract. that contract with five rules, including obedience, sex, and to wear a collar to remind the women they were, quote, at all times being evaluated for service.
Oh, wow.
It says only Chronister had the key to the collar. The complaint details two victims' experiences inside the home, both making claims of sexual assault. One describing if she disobeyed Chronister, he would, quote, hit, choke, trip, kick her. And there was also threats to inject her with a substance that would be harmful to her. The other saying the women all had the same slave tattoo and slave numbers. Prosecutors describe another woman assisting the suspect, keeping the victim's birth certificates and social security cards in a safe. The complaint says the property has a name, House St. Pierre. A sign on the back of the house shows the name. We tried calling those connected with Chronister.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
And went to the home. But no one answered or called us back. Online court records indicate the 38-year-old man is right now in custody, charged with false imprisonment, sexual assault, and human trafficking.
Such disturbing allegations. Hannah, investigators say the suspect had other demands for the women.
Right. One of those demands, Kristen, was the women were asked to change their last name to St. Pierre. According to the criminal complaint, at least one woman did just that. Again, Chronister online record showing that he is in custody tonight.
Right, oh, wow. You're reporting live in Milwaukee.
Oh, wow. Where was it? Was they homeless without, you know?
Right, I need some context on that.
That's what I'm saying. Was these women something to where he had that kind of authority where, okay, well, y'all can stay with me, but y'all got to sign this NDA, and y'all got to go by my rules with this collar. I mean, it sounds like he had this whole thing going, and he had a name for it, St. Pierre.
When you are in need, and you are desperate, and or you seek affection, it's a lot of things you'll give into. That's sad, though. I ain't with that.
Well, and the thing is, when you talk about somebody, this is somewhere we passed.
That's
this
beyond
place.
Kink. That's past kink. That's.
But what I'm saying, this house, it's in our neighborhood.
It's
pass it all the time. I've seen this house. That's a nice neighborhood over there.
Real talk.
That's not a hood neighborhood. That's,
hey.
You know, that's a nice area.
You say it can happen anywhere.
Not really. A city girl says, I pass this house every day.
You never know.
A creep. Hey, look, and the thing is, what he did was he got them to sign something. So does that play into the courts? If
say it's under, they can say it's under duress, but he's definitely trying to cover his butt.
He was trying to cover.
He trying to cover his butt.
He was on the next level. Yeah, he was trying to
cover himself
to say that they agreed to a lot of this stuff.
You change your name. Yeah, like hey, I'm just putting it out there. They agreed to it.
8239 says, "Wear a collar, and only the master has the key. Slave."
You kind of in that kink. See, that's where we in that kink.
Appropriated
line,
for so each female. He had each female with a collar with a key.
Right, and he had the key. Oh yeah, I'm listening.
Wow.
Don't do it to me, man. Y'all not gonna get me on this one. Y'all not gonna get me.
Trying to figure out what's going on because
it's like Doc B. Here we go.
Sometimes
when
you're dealing with,
I'm not taking the bait.
I'm not.
But if you're into that,
I'm trying to get
Neo four. You was four, right? It was four of them, right?
Yeah.
Neo got four. All right.
I'm just trying to at the end of the day,
don't you start,
at
man.
The end of the day, this guy masterminded this, tried to get it legal on paperwork, but now he's in jail. And I don't think it's going to slide. I think Milwaukee has a human trafficking epidemic.
For sure.
So, sometimes when we talk about human trafficking, y'all think it's only on the north side.
Right.
This was in a decent neighborhood around here. So it's going on.
And not to say the north side
levels.
Is not decent, but not your stereotypical.
When I say the north side, I mean like it wasn't on the block.
Right. Okay. Real talk.
It wasn't on the block. Okay.
Right.
It was.
You ain't wrong.
It was off the block.
I'm just explaining. I'm just your tour guide to go. Hey,
yeah.
You know.
No, I'm just saying.
We're not saying the hood is the bad place in this. It's unexpected.
Maurice M says, "Wow, that is pimping on another level."
Yeah, that's that kink. That's that next level. Yeah, that's next level. For sure.
Benjamin. Big predator energy. That's right. Big predator energy, man. Like, because ultimately.
Epstein
energy, dog. Because, like, come on now. Right. Like, because, and this is why you got to be, like, you know, cognizant of where you're at. You got to be cognizant of your emotions. Because, for one, for this gentleman to have this fetish, to want to have this kind of power over women, what is his background story? You know, like, how did he grow up? What kind of trauma did he endure throughout his life? What kind of abuse did he endure throughout his life to, you know, want to enslave anybody? You know, like, it's just one of these things where was he trying to live through his ancestral DNA? Was he trying to live through his ancestral roots? Because this gentleman was a white man. All right. So what did the group of ladies, the group of ladies that he did have in his home, what did they look like? Were they all black women? Were they all white women? Were they homeless women? We need to know the background story on that.
For sure.
You know, because
a whole sex slave operation.
You do, because for somebody.
And were they able to leave, come and go?
It don't sound like it. It don't sound like it. If they had collars on their neck.
Was it a shock collar?
Right. Right. And he was the only person who had a key.
Real talk.
It's one of these things you got to realize, like, that's why I don't try to get angry at too many different things, because I understand once you allow that emotion to take over, the next action that you take after that could control you. It could truly mess up the rest of your life. You know, and for him to allow his anger or whatever's going on in his mind to fester and then manifest into having a cartel of ladies in there, you know, enslaving them, that, come on now, you definitely need to get a check, man. You definitely need to sit back and get a reality check. Somebody needed to come up in there and really talk to him. Allegedly, with this story or whatever, they said that there was a real estate agent attached along to this.
Right.
He hasn't been mentioned necessarily, but that was another way he was able to keep this power structure going.
Wow.
So, you know, it's sad to say this happens in Milwaukee, but it's happening, man. And, you know, we need more people out here like Tory Lowe that can actually, you know, bring the truth to the light, you know?
Chauncey in the text says, I wonder if he had those contracts notarized. If so, he will get off.
Damn. Not necessarily, but it's always a clause.
It's always a clause.
Or he might, it might be lowered. I mean, he definitely tried to cover his tracks.
He did. That's why
he tried to cover his butt.
He came with the paperwork. How many times you hear about
situations they might be into it. I mean, nobody, people love to speak in absolutes.
This is stuff that they got Diddy locked up with.
I mean, it's people that's into it. It's people that's.
That is
people,
true.
Bro, they wear Pampers. They wear, you know what I'm saying?
It is
dog
a cult.
Collars.
It is cults out here.
Act like babies. Right. Yeah, they grown folks, but they wear Pampers. It's all kind of kinks and fetishes, bro. I don't know.
You've been through the clubs. You've seen a lot of stuff.
Oh, you know, yeah. I don't want to say it like that.
I'm talking about, like, you go through
I heard about it in Bible study.
You know?
I ain't going to lie, though. A lot of the times. A lot of the times when those leaders do get found of the cults or found of these types of endeavors, no matter what contracts that they made these people sign, they always go down. Like, remember the three guy.
The three guy, right.
He had it all in line. You know, he had it all ready and set to go. But nah, bro, these people always typically go down because they end up reaching federal charges. Like, maybe the state won't go against it because he may have had it notarized by the state, but the federal will pick this up. So, again, I believe
it's an interesting case. And I'm always one of those people because I know some of the advocates, like Martha. I forgot her last name, but you know, Martha, my friend Martha, she's always been an advocate for runaways and human trafficking and things like that. Martha Love. So I'm always wondering.
While I was looking for a few missing girls, she definitely came and tried to help me out with a lot of those things. I was helping her out with what she was looking for.
Right. We've gone to battle over, like, sometime in a friendly battle over, like, let's say a strip club. She might want to get it closed. I might be like, well, let them be open, whether I use it or not, as long as they are passing the laws. So, but one thing for sure, she's about being an advocate for them to have a place to come to if they want to get out of the life. She's big on that. So that's what I wonder about these ladies. Did they feel like they had a choice? Did they have somewhere to get to, go to? There you go.
Hey, look, exactly. When we come back, we'll have more conversation, deep, Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. More of The Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, our fourth annual Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. And you don't want to miss this cleanup. It's going to be powerful. Go to truthcommunitycleanup.com to sign up to be a volunteer to help keep Milwaukee clean. Everyone who registers, hey, you get a free lunch provided by Cousin Subs. Register today at truthcommunitycleanup.com to help clean and beautify our city together. The Tory Lowe Community Cleanup on Saturday, April 12th from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. presented by 1MKE. We are 1MKE, sponsored by Cousin Subs, Raise Coca-Cola, Landmark Credit Union, and Waste Management. Hey, look, I can't wait to
better
see
bread.
You outside.
Better bread.
Hey,
better subs.
And it's going to be tasty.
Give me that club.
We going to work.
Heat it up.
We going to work and we going to eat.
Extra mayo.
If you don't work, you don't eat.
Hey.
We going to get to work.
I like how you said that. Right. Don't just come in and try to get the sandwich.
We going
to
be out here in these streets.
Okay, where the
April
sandwiches?
12.
No, where the broom?
Register. You got to register.
Where the
go to truthcommunitycleanup.com. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.